Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
It's time to bale hay, and there's no faster way to get it out of the field than with GoBob's patented Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear. Half the trips, half the fuel, half the time is required. Each Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Spear is precision built with heavy 3/8 inch wall square tubing and a powder coated finish to last 4 years. With a Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear, there's no slowing down when picking up bales or setting them out for feeding. No more damage to netting or twine sliding from one bale while trying to pick up another. For a limited time, every Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear comes with a famous GoBob Hay Conserver Feeder at no cost. That's a $700 bonus when you buy a Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear. That means for a limited time, you get a free GoBob Hay Conserver Feeder with your Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear. Better hurry. Call GoBob Pipe and Steel today or go online to GoBobPipe.com. That's GoBobPipe.com.
Cattle futures were higher across the board today. Really impressed coming back after trading lower early. But August live cattle, which are the front month, were at 105 higher at 114.87. It's about $1.40 off the contract lows from earlier today. Feeder cattle, similar action, $1.70 to $2.60 higher. And lead on the front end August was 147.25. That was up $2.57. For the August feeder cattle futures. We have really been trading in the same area since about mid-June, from 150 to 140, and we're back at the top end of the range. We're still below the moving average, which the 50 days just below 150 for August feeders, and so a lot of people are looking forward to go test those levels again, and if they do, what will happen? Will it break through? If it does break through, I could suspect that there will be a lot of short covering and maybe some trend-following type funds buying it. But there are some negatives in the market. Box beef again today lower, $1.86 lower on choice at $2.15.68. Select was down 81 cents. The feeder cattle index was up $1.78 as of yesterday's close at $149.98. So just below $1.50. Oklahoma City yesterday was called steady to $2 lower. Cattle going into the feedlot are estimated to be losing $35 a head. Cattle coming out making $137.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain markets were all over the place. Last night we traded quite a bit higher and then lower, but the beans were the highest one today, up about 4 to 5 cents. The wheats were steady to two higher, and then the corn was just steady here. December corn closed at 414 and a quarter, about 3 cents off the high. But in the grain market, what we're really focusing on is tomorrow morning's USDA monthly report. It's going to give us the latest wheat production estimates. It looks like right now all wheat is 1.748 billion bushels, where we're looking for 1.824. So quite a bit of a drop there for the wheat acres. And corn production is 14.126 billion bushels. That's an increase over June. The yield, 169.6, which is actually lower than the 170.7 estimated last month. For soybean production, the yield is estimated to be just under 48 bushels an acre, just slightly lower than where the USDA was in June. But overall production is down slightly to 4.243 billion bushels, where in June it was 4.255. So a drop there for the yield and then total production for soybeans. Corn production just a little bit lower as well. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.